This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. Today, I'm going to share a couple of stories that will show you why it's important to treat yourself once in a while and why taking care of yourself should be on your daily to-do list. And in both of these stories, it was someone's mom who made that point. These stories come from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best, because she does know best. In our first story, Michelle Bruce tells us that she and her mother were on a trip with her son. While he was attending a conference, Michelle and her mom went antique shopping, which was something they loved to do. They were in one of those huge buildings that houses lots of antique vendors, and they were having a great time exploring 72,000 square feet of retail space. Within the first few aisles, they found a booth with a set of pink Pyrex casserole dishes, and Michelle loved them. But they were too expensive. At least that's what Michelle thought. Her mother disagreed and said Michelle would regret it forever if she didn't get them. But Michelle was adamant. They were a luxury and she didn't need them. At that point, the two ladies split up as they searched the aisles for different items. When they met at the checkout, Michelle was surprised to see the pink Pyrex casserole set in her mother's cart. Michelle wouldn't let her mother buy them. She told the clerk to have them put back on the shelf. The next morning, the ladies went back to the antique mall to see more of the booths. And once again, when they met at the checkout, Michelle's mother had those pink Pyrex dishes in her cart. Michelle told her mother again that the set was far too expensive and frivolous. But her mom turned to her and said, "Sometimes you just have to buy the pink Pyrex." Well, she won that time. And now Michelle has to admit that the pink dishes, frivolous as they may be, bring her so much joy. She has them on display in her kitchen and they make her happy every day. She says, "I realized what my mom meant when she said, 'Sometimes you just have to buy the pink Pyrex.' We get so busy taking care of everyone and everything else in our lives that we forget to treat ourselves. Taking care of our own happiness makes us project that happiness forward." Michelle concludes her story by saying, "I am a very blessed woman to have such a wise mom, and I plan to tell my own daughters to buy their own version of the pink Pyrex." After the break, I'll share another story that will help you make sure that you let those little moments of joy into your life. Michelle's mother was right, and she helped Michelle realize that those little luxuries are really okay. In our second story, Diane Stark got the same kind of wise advice from her mother-in-law, after Diane told her how her whole family had fallen into the trap of waiting for someday to enjoy the little things. Diane first realized this was happening to her family when her 9-year-old son didn't wear his new Star Wars shirt for 3 weeks. He had been so excited about this shirt when he got it, but he had never worn it. Diane asked Nathan why, and he said, "It's brand new, so I'm saving it." He said he was saving it for a special day. Maybe he would wear it on his birthday, but that was still several weeks away. Diane couldn't convince Nathan to start wearing his special shirt earlier, so she shrugged and went off to make dinner. She opened the fridge to pull out ingredients for chicken quesadillas, and she smiled because she found a package of pre-cooked grilled chicken strips. They were expensive, so she didn't buy them often, but she loved the convenience of having half of her dinner prep work done for her. She debated whether to use the expensive chicken that night, or maybe she should just do the extra work and cut up some chicken herself and cook it herself and keep that pre-cooked chicken for another night. But then she spotted the expiration date on the package. She had been denying herself the convenience of using that pre-cooked chicken for so long that it had already expired 2 weeks earlier. Diane thought of all the nights when she could have used that chicken. Instead, she had kept saving it for another night when she would deserve the convenience. So as she set about making dinner, she realized how often she'd done stuff like this to herself. She would put off watching one of her favorite TV shows on the DVR until she'd completed her whole to-do list. She did the same thing with books that she wanted to read and friends that she wanted to see for lunch or coffee. She realized that she had developed a thought process that required her to earn time to relax. Taking care of herself wasn't on her to-do list at all. Well, just then her mother-in-law called and Diane told her everything. And her mother-in-law said, "Make an easy dinner instead of the chicken quesadillas, serve it on paper plates so you won't have to do dishes, and take that extra time to sit and read with Nathan." She also told Diane to stop saving the good china for a special day that might never come. She said to remember that someday might as well just be today. Now, Diane's mother-in-law had raised 8 kids, so I guess she had mastered the art of making things a little easier for herself and of making sure that self-care was on her to-do list. The following morning, Nathan chose to wear his new Star Wars shirt to school. He told Diane that he had decided to make that day his, quote, special day. And of course, that's right. The day you wear your new Star Wars shirt automatically becomes a special day. We all have our own version of those pink Pyrex dishes that we don't need but would make us so happy. We all need to write down self-care on our to-do lists. And this is actually something that had never occurred to me before. To make a to-do list that includes a time to relax or do something fun. So I'm going to try it myself. It really makes perfect sense. I'm Amy Newmark. Thank you for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the new book that I mentioned today, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Mom Knows Best, visit our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll find the book there. You'll also find links that will allow you to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, or wherever you like to get your podcasts, so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phone. I'll be sharing a dozen stories from our Mom Knows Best book with you in coming episodes, so come back to hear more of them. And come back for our very next episode to hear some more tips for taking better care of yourself by getting rid of some of that excess stuff in your home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.